huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. The new world order of making money. So I sit here talking to you as a 42-year-old man with one leg in new school and one leg in old school, and it's hurting my groin and making me do the splits. Because I'm fortunate enough that I have had many billionaire mentors. And I've learned old school fundamentals of being successful for the long term in business. I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years. It took me a year to get out of debt. It took me another year to make my first 100-odd grand. It took me another 2 or 3 years to make my first million. It took me another 4 or 5 years to make my 10th million. And, you know, I hustled. But, you know, I wouldn't say that was super quick. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, it wasn't slow either. But how are 6-year-olds now becoming multimillionaires on YouTube? And how are TikTokers making huge amounts of money in their teenage years? I'll tell you why. Because they don't know the old rules of the game. They don't know patience. They don't know that it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. They don't know that you're supposed to beat your competition's ass. So I saw recently Dan Bilzerian and Logan Paul doing a podcast with each other. 20 years ago, they'd have been competitors. They wouldn't have been working together. That would have been like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. And now, these influencers and creators, they collaborate. So, I want to give you first a stark warning. Please, please take heed of this warning. I actually just posted the 6 old school and 6 new school ways of making money in this new world money order. I just posted this on my Facebook page. And a few people have gone, oh, no, no, Rob, the old school still applies. This new school isn't, you know, it's fly by night. It's not based on quality and longevity. I am really scared for people if they're holding on to old school ideals in business. Because if you think about it, the way you do business, if you have a local store and the only way to go global is to send a letter in a pigeon, the way that you do business under those circumstances versus the speed of light on the internet, hundreds of thousands of kilometers a second through information exchange, and now quantum entanglement, which is simultaneous exchange of information, and now the multiverse, which is Web 3.0, and these massive social media channels where you can reach audiences all over the globe from your home. If you are using old school business principles, you're going to die. So here we go. Take heed, please. Because I'm seeing this in real time right now. And I think if you embrace these changes, you're going to be wildly successful. So number one, the old school mentors, the billionaires and the 70-year-olds that have mentored me, taught me about patience, taught me about compounding, taught me that it doesn't happen overnight, it doesn't happen in a year or 3 or 5 or 10. Stay patient, stay consistent, slow and steady wins the race. That's what I was taught. And now it's all about speed of implementation. Imperfect launching and testing and crowdsourcing. And by the time your competitors have got version 1 out trying to be perfect, you've got version 6 out. I think we're on version 13 of the iPhone. We must be on about version 922 of iOS. I know on Clubhouse we're on about version 78.6. So these companies no longer wait to be perfect. They launch and get perfect later. They start now, get perfect later. So it used to be patience and now it's speed. And you don't have to be first to market, but you have to be early to market. This is important. Let me say that again. You don't have to be first to market, but you have to be early to market. Because that's where you get the exponential hockey stick growth. Okay, so many entrepreneurs aren't really that patient because we're troubled individuals and, you know, we're desperate for success and it's never good enough and we expect more of our staff than anyone would realistically expect of human beings. So actually, we can now leverage that impatience and that desire for speed and success and value and contribution on a global scale. Okay, number two old school way of being a millionaire or a billionaire was that it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. I reckon now you can do it in 10 weeks, 10 months, 3 years. I don't know. It depends on your business model. But let's use real estate for an example. I'm developing a 99 apartment block, 159 tenants, 4 years and tens of millions of pounds. That's been major planning issues. Two developers go bust on us. Legal issues with the roofing contractor, yada, 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 yada. Now, that'll end up making more than $500,000 net a year for the rest of our lives, plus rent and capital inflation growth. But Joe Rogan sold his podcast for $100 million to Spotify. I think he's been doing his podcast about 7 years. Ryan, who is probably 9 or 10 now, was a millionaire by age 6 with Ryan's Toys Review. And by the way, if you want to make $100 million net from a real estate portfolio, you probably need to have a $400 million real estate portfolio. That's thousands of units, whereas he just essentially sold information. And TikTokers, so my friend Alex Dempleski only started TikTok. He's only been doing TikTok just over a year, and he's got 15 million followers. Now, I've been on social media for 7 years. It took me 7 years without TikTok to get my first $500,000 followers, and he got 15 million in under a year. Because he's younger than me and he didn't learn the old rules. And I thought, yeah, I'm doing well, getting a few hundred new subscribers a week. This is really good. If I do this for another 72 years, I'm going to be massive. But the youth and the impatient don't accept that. Elon Musk said, if you think something's going to take 10 years, work out how to get it done in under a year. And someone has just said here that Clubhouse helped me grow. Exactly. Because I got in Clubhouse early. Whereas, let's be honest, did you miss the boat for podcasts? Did you miss the boat for YouTube? Did you miss the boat for Instagram? Did you miss the boat for Facebook? Did you miss the boat for, you know, all the social media channels? Let's be honest, TikTok. Many of us were too slow. And Gary Vaynerchuk has been telling us, among other people that you follow. So I made a commitment about a year ago. When a social media channel is launched, I'm going in on it early. I'm going to test it. I went in on Clubhouse just to test, and now 278,000 followers later, bang, in 9 months. TikTok. So I've only been live on TikTok a few months, but we've had, 8 to 10 million views in our last 3 to 4 weeks. We've had a 3.5 million view video. And like, I've been on social media for nearly a decade, and I never got any of this shit because I was old school thinking. So it doesn't take 10 years to be an overnight success anymore. It takes 2 years or less. You could go viral on your next piece of content. Okay, number three then is you have to be the very best. Now look, I don't want to say to you, you don't have to be good. That's not what I'm saying. So let's make that really clear. However, you don't need to be the best. You need to be the most known. Would you rather be the best in the world at what you do and no one knows you? Or average, not bad, pretty good, but everyone knows you? You tell me. So, you know, people like, you know, my friend Grant Cardone and Gary Vee, they're saying, you know, attention, attention is the new currency, attention, attention. It's true. You don't have to be the best. You have to be the most known. So you have to get attention, virality, you have to have exposure, distribution. Now, I'm not saying be gimmicky and useless, but Jake Paul and Logan Paul are entertainers, and then they turned entertainment into a business. Same with Mr. Beast. These are serious business people now. So you don't have to be the best, you have to get the attention. Are you getting the attention? Are you putting yourself out there? Are you content repurposing on all channels? Are you discussing polarizing subjects in your niche and space? Are you being bold and brave? Are you dancing with your critics, trolls, and haters? That's a little bonus one for you. You know, they used to say, ignore the haters. Well, no. No! Don't waste that opportunity. Don't ignore the haters. Dance with the haters. Tease the haters. You know, have a bit of banter back with the haters. Challenge the haters, because they're your best for virality, reach, and growth. When the subthreads go wild, the algorithms love your haters. So the world is changing. They used to say you need to be the best and beat your competition. Now you need to collaborate with your competition. So Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, major competitors. Now the big influencers, they just collaborate. So Brendan Burchard, famous author. Mel Robbins, famous author. Previously, ooh, Mel Robbins, go away. I'm competing with you. And now Brendan Burchard's pumping her book launch out. She's basically being promoted by everyone. And then when Brendan launches a book in a year, what will Mel Robbins do in return? And they'll do split screen Instagram lives, and they'll do shared challenges and promotions. So I just interviewed David Icke, and I'm earning £1,500 a day from that video. We're getting 100,000 downloads a day, and that's a collaboration. And you should be collaborating now with your competitors where possible, and you should have a more open-minded view. Because if someone's got a network and you see them as competition, you'll never infiltrate that network. Whereas if you see them as a possible collaborator, then you can infiltrate their network. Thank you for tuning in, by the way. Make sure you're following me. Whatever channel you're currently listening to me on, make sure you follow me. I go live most days now. Well, I go live every day, but most days on most channels, because I'm looking for reach and distribution and attention and virality, because I want to help 1 billion people on this planet start and scale their business and get better financial education. That is my personal vision. So I need anyone got a spare 1 billion people just, you know, hanging around that I can impact and educate and inspire? Okay, so what's next then on my list? I've actually given you two bonus ones, so we're at like number 5 or 6 now. Old school, invest in physical assets, you know, buy real estate. I have a 1,300 tenant. I don't know why I went, James Bond, 1,300 tenants. It's because I'm ill. I have 1,300 tenants across hundreds of property units, and now I'm really bullish and going all in on digital assets, domain names, NFTs, cryptos, social media channels, monetization tools. This is the future. This is the future. So old school physical assets, new school digital assets. Digital assets you could get started up today. Like, I have a 7-step simple process to set up a subscription platform. You could start it up as soon as I taught you that, like today. And then at just 3 to 5 new members a day for a year, you're at $11,000 to $16,000 a month recurring. How long would it take to get $16,000 a month recurring income from a real estate portfolio? It'd take you years. By the way, I'm not saying turn your back on all the old school and all the physical. Physical's out of the system. Physical, you know, if there is a bit of a digital revolution, physical could be good. So I'm not saying turn your back on it completely. I'm just saying these are the changes I'm seeing. Okay, and then number 6 or 7, I remember a mentor saying to me once, Rob, the more you learn, the more you earn. And I was like, whoa, that is deep. The more you learn, the more you earn. Read books, listen to podcasts, go on courses, get mentors, be in a mastermind. And now I'm saying, no. It's not the more you learn, the more you earn. It's the more you unlearn, the more you earn. Unlearning patience, unlearning that it takes 10 years plus to be an overnight success, unlearning about competition and relearning about collaboration, unlearning that you need money to make money. So what bad habits and what old school tendencies have you got that are holding you back from scaling your wealth much more quickly? Money loves speed and hates friction, and money is moving faster than ever thanks to the fiber optic speed of light information exchange. Okay, right. Then my final one. They used to say, well, 5-6% return on capital, realistically achievable. Now, these crypto punks, these NFT launchers, these people who are building personal brand and digital assets would be disappointed if they got a 5-6% return in a month or a week. So expectation of return is changing. Now, I'm not saying go and jump into all schemes and scams. Be careful. Do your own due diligence and research. Only invest money in stuff you don't understand that you can afford to lose. We call that risk capital. But 5-6% a year return on capital is way too slow now. It's not enough. I mean, inflation and cost of living is probably more than that right now when you add it all in with what's gone on in the world. So quick summary, I hope you found this useful. The old rules of business and entrepreneurship and making money that I was taught by my 100 millionaire and billionaire mentors in their 70s were: number 1, patience; number 2, it takes 10 years to be an overnight success; number 3, you have to be the very best; number 4, you have to beat your competition; number 5, you have to invest in physical assets; number 6, the more you learn, the more you earn; number 7, 6% return on capital, realistically achievable. The success formula is now reversing. The world is changing because information is moving so much quicker. Kids are making millions on social media before they're in even double digits. So the 10 years to be an overnight success has been rewritten. Podcasters and YouTubers and NFTers and cryptos and influencers and content creators and audio influencers, they're attracting brand and sponsorship deals. I'm about to sign a 6-figure sponsorship deal with a company right now. So the new rules are: speed wins. Start now, get perfect later. Get version 1 out there quick, because you could have version 4 out there before your competitor has version 1, and your version 4 will be way better than their version 1, no matter how good they make their version 1. it's almost accepted now that you can test to a certain degree on your users. I mean, do you remember Bill Gates used to test on us all the time? Fucking Windows, that round swirly thing. Oh, he's doing another test on me, another update. You wouldn't let your doctor do that. All right, number two, it doesn't take years now to go viral. It can take days or weeks or months. I don't know, just keep on keeping on. Alex Dempleski, he gave me the advice, go regularly on TikTok live and on your pre-recorded content. Look at the analytics, review the analytics and tweak each time according to what the analytics tells you, ideal length and time of day to go. So we know 5 to 8 p.m. for us is the best time of day to go live. Because we've been testing that for a long, long time. We've roughly now got a formula for the length of the content, the you know, the initial pattern interrupt. There's various things that we've learned. And by the way, I'm not perfect and I keep learning. And now I've just started going live on TikTok. All right, then the next one was you have to be the best. No, you don't have to be the best. You have to get the attention. You have to be the most known. You don't have to be the best. You have to be the most known. You have to beat your competition. That was the old school. The new school is, no, you have to collaborate with your competition. Old school is invest in physical assets. New school is invest in digital assets. Old school is the more you learn, the more you earn. New school is the more you unlearn, the more you earn. And old school, 5 to 6% return on capital, realistic. And now people want that in a month. People want that in no time at all. They want that in a week because of these crazy new metaverse and Web 3.0 and this digital revolution.